This is 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Sarah D'Elia. The Senate Education Committee voted 4-2 this morning to allow local school systems to opt out of Common Core curriculum standards, but the legislation still faces a bleak future. Senate President Del Marsh says he thinks the bill doesn't have the support to get through an inevitable filibuster on the Senate floor. Here now to discuss the future of Common Core in Alabama is Kyle Whitmire with AL.com and the Birmingham News. He joins us now. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kyle, after the vote this morning, local school systems can opt out of Common Core. What does the classroom look like without Common Core, and what's the big difference?
Not much. I mean, look, Common Core is not curriculum. It's a standard. It's a standard that the National Association of Governors has decided, you know, they wanted to institute across states so that if a child in Georgia transfers to Alabama, and let's say they're a fifth grader, they're going to learn the same thing fifth grade in Alabama that they are learning in Georgia. They're going to be at the same level so that children don't struggle or get too far ahead going from one jurisdiction to the next.
And there's skepticism as to if this bill has much of a future and how much longer it's going to survive. What are the obstacles against it?
Well, I mean, some members could filibuster, and Senator Del Marsh, the pro tem of the Senate, has been one of those Republicans who sort of rolled his eyes every time this issue has come up and says, look, this is not real. This is fantasy paranoia on the part of Tea Partiers and, you know, the squeaky wheels out there. So if he's opposing it, probably not. But look, Republicans are getting a tremendous amount of pressure from Tea Partiers over this issue. They said at the very beginning of this session, anybody who stands in the way of this, they're going to fight against them. So I wouldn't count it as being out of the picture yet.
Well, one would think that the issue of Common Core was a strictly educational one, but this has been a really hot button political issue that's drawing, you know, controversy from both parties. Things got especially tense when we heard from members of the Tea Party this week. Tell us what happened there, Kyle.
Well, I mean, you had one lady from the Wetumpka Tea Party reading from a text, The Bluest Eye, which is not on any of the Alabama reading lists. It's included in an appendix in Common Core as, you know, a suggested text. It's a novel by Toni Morrison, and it depicts a very graphic incestual rape scene. And she began to read this in a committee meeting yesterday and was very quickly cut off. But look, this is theater. This is a MacGuffin, and we're focusing on this when there is, you know, real a sexual assault happening in Alabama prisons and has been happening in Alabama prisons for 20 years, and it's on the Alabama legislature right now to do something about that and fix that. But instead, we're focusing on issues like this.
Why do you think we're focusing on these issues and instead of the other issues like sexual assault in prison that you mentioned?
Well, if you want to focus on those others, you have to come up with money, which means you either have to raise taxes or cut spending somewhere else. And no one down there wants to do that. You know, the argument about Common Core is that this is some sort of federal intervention. But the federal intervention that we're going to get is when we don't fix our prison problems, because our lawmakers in Montgomery have been focusing on imaginary, made-up stuff like this.
What do you think is next for this bill?
I mean, it'll go before the Senate. Senator Scott Beeson will fight for it. He's, you know, at the very least, it'll be a lot more noise. This is that logjam in the session when all the important bills, and mind you, budgets, have to go through the legislature. And that's probably, it's going to be really rough going for, you know, real legislation to happen because we're going to have filibusters over things such as this.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.